My mom was convinced she's poor.
Yeah, so is my mom.
Said shitty Irish, like, no, yeah, everything's bad. I'm poor. Everything's
like,
poor.
We live in a nice house. You have a fucking, like, fire pit. It's like, everything's okay.
Yeah. My mom will, like, turn off the AC and be like, we can't afford it. I'm like, mom, shut the fuck up. Put that shit on.
Fucking bitch, mom.
Poor mom.
I'm so fucking sick of moms.
Did you ever tell your mom
bitches
to shut up?
Yeah.
Never did.
Really?
Never told my mom to shut
That's
up.
That's cool. That's
I'll
nice.
Get in trouble.
Yeah.
I'd never do that.
Well, my parents were a lot less they weren't as disciplinarian as yours. You were like a hard worker.
Staunch, dude.
Tough.
Yeah.
Very tough.
Super tough, dude.
That's why you're so tough.
T-U-F-F.
True.
I would never tell my mom to shut up.
N-U-F-F, dude. Nuff said.
That was your eighth grade quote.
Nuff said.
I'm out.
No, I like when you do that little setup questions like that.
What?
You ever tell your mom to shut up? I didn't because I was too disciplined. I would never do that.
Dude, man, I would never even dream of that.
No.
Did you ever say fuck you to your mom?
I probably have, actually. Like, the older I've gotten, I've accidentally, anytime I said shut up, it's usually like, shut up. Like a jokingly,
not
like,
a
shut
hard,
up.
Not a hard, like Linkin Park, shut up, mom. Shut up.
Shut up. No, I've definitely hit that too. I get emotional as a kid. Be like, shut the fuck up. Just get beat up for
Dude,
it.
I remember like 2 years ago laughingly at Thanksgiving. I was like, shut up, mom. Like laughing.
Yeah,
I was
I've
like,
done that. And you get in so much trouble for it.
I was just like,
oh, you did tell. You told your mom to shut up at Thanksgiving.
Laughing at Thanksgiving.
Doesn't matter. You said shut up at Thanksgiving.
We were adults, dude. I was 30.
That is terrible.
And I was laughing. I was shut up, mom.
I mean,
and I was
on Thanksgiving?
Like,
on a holiday?
I know, dude.
In front of the whole family?
My dad
said
took me out back and disciplined me.
Oh, my gosh.
Took me behind the woodshed, dude.
That's disgusting.
I had to chop firewood. Just get it out there.
I can't believe you told your mom to shut up on Thanksgiving.
It might have been a dream.
I instantly take it back.
I instantly take it back. I'm gay. I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Oh, man.
I'm hitting the spacey defense.
Hitting
I'm
space
gay.
Bar. Hitting the old tweet.
You told your mom to shut up? I was gay at the time. Now I'm back. That is a sick-ass movie pull, man.
Yeah.
I mean, minus the fucking molestation, dude, but...
Yeah, but if you get caught molesting, you just got to be like, well, this is a really hard time. I'm gay, so...
That's wild.
Please leave me the fuck alone.
His PR team was probably like, yeah, we quit. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm going to send out this tweet. They're like, whatever.
Sure, man.
See you, dude.
Fine. Good luck.
House of Cards is shut down. House of Cards
Actually,
is shut down, dude.
Because of his molestation?
Yeah, Spacey.
That was his big show?
Uh-huh.
Whatever. How ironic, dude. His life was a House of Cards.
Exactly.
Resting on some boys' lips. Staying sealed.
Some sweet boys' lips.
They sang, dude. They sang on the Spaceman. That sucks, dude.
Oh, man.
Sucks he had to go and do that.
What, Spacey was getting boys?
Yeah, probably all started with his lack of respect to his parents.
Probably. He probably was like, at Thanksgiving, he was probably like, shut up, mom, you fucking idiot.
No, I was at the top of his steps. She's like, shut up, man.
I think the time I got caught drinking for the first time, I folded, dude. I was such a bitch about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was drunk.
Uh-huh.
So I was like crying. I remember I got snitched on at the party I was at. The parents called my parents and were like, actually, no, what happened was I called my parents, my mom. And I was like, could I sleep at my friend's house?
Ooh.
She was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I called like 10 minutes later and I was like, can I sleep at my friend's house? And my mom was like, you already asked, but yeah, that's fine. And I called again and they were like, your father's on his way. And I was like, what? No. and then I was wearing a Michael Vick jersey.
Oh.
Atlanta Falcons Michael Vick jersey. And I spilled like punch on it. So it had shit all over it.
Dude.
And I got in the car, and my dad was like, were you drinking? And I was like, no. And he fucking hit me right in the face immediately. And I was like, what the fuck? He was like, were you drinking? And I was like, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got busted multiple times. And I came in the one time, and I was just, I like drank a bottle of wine and then like a bunch of Captain Morgan, and I was just fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And I just got like first, I think I got first or like maybe even second honors at high school. So I was just like, whatever. I roll into my house. My mom was like doing laundry at like midnight. So I thought she'd be asleep. And I like remember standing there and just kind of wobbling. She's like, Kevin! And I was like, fuck.
No.
He came down. And I was like, dude, get off my back. I'm on the honor roll. And he was like, dude, shut up. Just go upstairs. And I was like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I tried to fight
guy
my dad.
Guy got up in his face.
I tried to fight my dad.
Yeah, he looked at me and was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
I was
my dad got emotional too, though, which is really funny. Like, I remember, I was up in my room and then I came back down. My dad was just, like, watching sports, like, was clearly done, didn't give a fuck. And I was like, fuck you, dad. I came down. I was like, he didn't hit me. He was like, get the fuck up to your room, I'll fuck you up. And I was like, I ran back upstairs.
Dude, I went up to my room, and like once it hit me that I was in trouble again, I just instantly started crying. And I was like, and I was sharing a room with a bunch of people, so I was in my bed just being like, I'm an alcoholic. Ma'am, I need help.
Like, you can't punish me. I need help.
It's not fair, man. And I was just like crying like a fucking banshee. I was like, my two older brothers were away at school, so I was like the oldest.
Oh my God.
All my family still makes fun of me. I was like, this isn't fair, mom. I need help. I have a problem. And I was like crying down the hallway.
That's funny. I went with the victim. I was like,
oh yeah.
The other guys made me do it, mom. I rolled on everyone. I lied. I was the one. I think I brought the boot. Like, I was.
I tried to
roll it on everybody. I was like, it was the DeFranks and the Hershes. It wasn't my fault, Mom. And I took my Michael Vick jersey off and went downstairs. I was like, fuck you, Dad. You can't hit me. And he was like, I'll fuck you up.
Blame the victim didn't work. Let me go fight my dad.
And he was like, you're a faggot. Go upstairs. He's like, I'm not a faggot. Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I like try to come home to my dad and mom who have like six kids in a business and be like, I'm stressed out by school. Get off my back. I'm fine. He was like, my dad got my way. And I'm like, what are you going to do about it? I remember he was like breathed on my face and was like, get the fuck upstairs. It's like, then I, in my head, was instantly like, I'm an alcoholic. Like ran upstairs.
But this was all triggered by my dad immediately hitting me in the face.
Yeah.
As soon as he picked me up.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to give him one chance to tell the truth. Of course, I was like, I wasn't drinking. Popped me right in the face. And I was like, no. I know you when he punched me for not answering the phone, right? The phone was sitting next to me. And he was like, pick the phone up. And I got, no. And he just stood up and punched me in the fucking nose. I started crying again. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what you get.
He was trying to punch me in the chest, and I ducked.
And he fucking caught you in the
butt. I was too quick, dude. I fucking...
True. Jack Dempsey, dude.
Yeah, that was. I'm trying to think of other times I've cried.
I used to cry every time I got out in sports. If I would strike out in baseball, it was fully. I was in the dugout just fucking like crying. If I got out and kick, I wasn't allowed to play kickball with the older kids, like my cousins. I would like get out and kickball, and I'd be like, "You're out!" Throw the ball at me. I'd be like, "Hey!" Just run away crying. I didn't like losing like that in sports.
Yeah,
I told you. I told the story too about my. My brief history of sports apparel. Well, my parents bought me the Miami Hurricanes jacket.
Yeah, I remember that's why you were a Miami fan. What happened there?
I wore it to a family party. And I was like 7 years old. I'm like, got a new jacket. This is sick. I watch the Hurricanes. They just get devastated. And I just remember having the jacket on and feeling like such a fucking loser that I just started crying. And I was like, my parents like dropped me off there. And I'm like, it's because my dad doesn't watch sports. They bought me the wrong clothes. These guys stink. I was crying my eyes out. They never watch sports.
Oh, man.
To this day, I still rep the Canes, but dude, I was fucking. I think that traumatized me.
I got a good cry here. This is funny as shit. I watched same place I watched the Leprechaun, and we froze on the tits. I don't even think this is included.
Yeah.
But we watched the movie The Shining, and I came home and I thought it'd be funny to scare my mom while she was asleep. So I had a baseball bat, and I woke her up, and I was like, ha! Ah. She screamed and was like, she thought it was real, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking crazy. I was like, ah. Like ran away crying. So it like, she still was probably like, what the fuck, dude? He was trying to kill me. I was like, it was a joke. I was crying. Oh, this was like, I was old for this. This was not.
Dude. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was really funny. If I would have just been like, I'm joking, immediately it would have been like, all right, you're a psycho, go to bed. But instead I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's crying as a kid is just
I was
so
easy.
Embarrassing.
I was easy to cry, dude. I was a crier, yeah. I would hold it in. I remember I had like a Saint Michael necklace when I was little, and my cousin were wrestling in the recess yard and he broke it, and I was just like instantly like, my mom bought me that. And I was like, meh. He's like, dude, it's fine. I'm like, I'm not even crying, dude. I'm fucking suns in my eyes. Get out of my face, dude. You're fucking gay. I hate you.
I cried when I got suspended, in school suspension in school, because my friend farted during the Stations of the Cross. And so the whole school's in mass going through the Stations of the Cross. My friend farted, and I fucking died laughing.
You got suspended for that?
And no, but then my teacher was like, get out. And I was like, but he farted. And I yelled that.
And you got,
she was like, that's two. That's a suspension. And I was like, like, I went from laughing uncontrollably. They're like, you're suspended. We're calling your father. And I was like,
oh, my God. I was
like, you know I'm going to get beat up for this? They were like, that's how he handles it.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
I was like, you're going to get me beat up for because Dusty farted.
That's so funny. Yeah, I was a crybaby throughout school. Then I toughened up. Went to college. Only cried on, like,
weekend nights. Cried a couple times. Yeah, I would get too drunk. Be like, my life's been hard.
I would get drunk and, like, not get pussy and go home and lay in my bed and be like, and just full on cry myself to sleep. Be like,
oh, my God.